When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Here's a YouTube comment from our good friend Theo, who's changed his profile picture to Barney the purple dinosaur.
You could just say Barney.
There could be different kinds of Barneys. Maybe people are thinking of Darwin Barney.
Barney Cotton.
Barney the Purple Dinosaur. I felt like that was an appropriate explanation of Barney. Anyway, a lot of speculation on Saddy's ex post. Now, I don't think that there's really anybody that cares about this, to be completely honest.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Well, Saddy, who is Marcus Satterfield, Nebraska's offensive, Nebraska's offensive coordinator, tight ends coach, Marcus Satterfield. He did an X post this morning, formerly Twitter, of course.
He did an X
at 7:30 that said TCTB. TCTB. What could TCTB mean?
Taking care of the business.
Taking care of the business. Now, you did not include the, but the, which is good. Let's speculate.
I'll dive through the comments. One guy replied, trash.
That could be the first word.
Yeah.
Trash cans Tuesday basement. That's how you remind yourself you put your trash cans in the basement on Tuesday. Take care of the ball.
Oh.
How about that?
Ooh.
You think that could be actually real?
I actually kind of like that.
Take care of the ball. Okay.
Now, Google says it stands for three country trusted broker. I'm betting that's not what we're talking about.
This is open speculation time, Josh. Mm-hmm. Open speculation time. TCTB, since there's so much speculation about it. I'm going to vote take care of the ball. Take care of the ball. All right, we solved that mystery. Yeah. Perfect. Now we don't have to care anymore. I got a little college baseball bracketology for you. It's a big weekend for all three of our local teams, really. But 11.7 college baseball.
11.7 college baseball?
Yeah, 11.7 is the amount of scholarships that could be allocated to baseball teams. So it's been And they cover college baseball, have for a little while now. They have a projection out. I don't know how accurate they are in the bracket matrix, but they do have a projection out that garnered some steam yesterday among Nebraska fans. And why did it do that? Because they had Nebraska as a one seed. They had Nebraska as a host of a regional. The 16th overall seed in the NCAA tournament. They had Georgia as the 2, Southern Miss as the 3, and Omaha as the 4. Now, if Omaha makes the NCAA tournament and Nebraska is a host, then you can pretty much guarantee that Nebraska and Omaha will be playing each other in the first game of
that regional. How fun would that be?
It wouldn't be fun for one team, and that would be the Nebraska Cornhuskers. That's it would not right. be fun for them. I don't think they would like that very much, but that's usually the way it goes. Also, Georgia has a guy named Charlie Condon, and he's hit 4,000 home runs over the last couple years.
I just saw an MLB draft, mock draft, because I'm kind of a sicko, and he was number one.
What would he do at Haymarket Park? The bandbox. Yeah, I think he would hit 700 home runs in one weekend, maybe. Something like that. Nebraska pitching might be able to get him. Would Nebraska throw off against Omaha? Would they throw off? Would they put Jackson Brockett on there on would they treat it like a midweek game? I would advise them probably not to, because they've lost some midweek games to Omaha in the past.
But you would tell everybody, well, no, he threw a no-hitter. He's our ace.
I don't think you would be able to trick anybody on that one. The guy's pitched like 9 innings all
year. He's earned the number one spot.
He's pitched 14 innings all year. No, he's not. I don't think it would be him anyway. You'd probably like throw your number two or something like that.
Better not throw your number two.
Maybe, or you just, you know, shut it down. Go with Brett Sears game one, get yourself to game two, and then roll on from there. A lot of strategy in this. But yes, at least by one publication, Nebraska is projected as a host. I was listening to Kendall Rogers yesterday on Unsportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone, futurely hosted by Josh Odson this afternoon.
That's right. Me and John Bishop, first time ever.
And that'll be explosive. Mm-hmm. It'll be a lot of fun. But he was talking about Nebraska's positioning as a potential host at this point. And he said the same thing that Farron said earlier in the week, and then I kind of repeated yesterday, like, these, you know, they're in a good, if they're a good enough place in the RPI and they rip off a few, you know, they do what they're supposed to do in the Big Ten, maybe even win the Big Ten in the final couple weeks of the season here, they would likely be in really good position, because they like to kind of, you like to spread. If you're a northern school with the RPI of Nebraska right now, which is 20, you're just going to be looked upon favorably, because it's harder to get to that 20 RPI as a northern school. They did a lot of their work in the first week, you know, first couple weeks of the season. That College of Charleston series is looking pretty good right about now. And then you played Baylor and Texas Tech and did that entire thing. So with that being said, yes, I do think Nebraska's in a pretty good place, but they do have Minnesota this weekend. Don't blow it.
Our audience keeps receipts, and that's what I like about them. Yippee on the YouTube chat.
Hey, Yippee on the YouTube chat.
Did Connor say Nebraska has no chance of hosting earlier this week? Why are they projected to host? You said no matter what, the possibility was gone.
Okay, that's same.
Please revisit your comments from earlier this week about hosting, Connor. These were not your words earlier this week. Now, you did that segment that Yippee wants you to do yesterday.
I did. No, correct. But let's go back. Let's go back, because I know what he's referencing.
Yeah.
And that seems a little harsh. But I said, I don't think Nebraska looks like a host. I don't think that was after the Creighton game.
Right.
I don't think Nebraska looks like a host. I don't really buy their potential as a host at this point. Because they've had all these midweek struggles, and they're still trying to put it together and stuff like that. I love their position as an NCAA tournament team, and as a two or a three, like, that's what they looked like to me. And then, like you said, we did the segment yesterday in response to their no-hitter on Wednesday, and said, I'll quote myself this time, everything changed. Everything changed.
You got hitters can do that.
Yeah, you got a nice win, and you set yourself up from a pitching perspective. Like, that definitely gives them a bump, and maybe they carry that momentum in to the back half. I mean, like, with that being said, you're totally, like, on the line right now for being a host. But if you got to the point where you are going to be on the line, you may get a bump because of where you're located in the country. And I would like to bring a regional here for the first time in a very, very long time since, what, like, 06 or something like that, 07? It's been a long time. So, to answer the question, yes, things have indeed changed since I talked about this last on Wednesday. That's for sure.
Charles says this feels like a backpedal.
It is definitely a backpedal because things have changed.
Well,
the science has changed, Josh. I am trusting the science.
Beating K-State bumped them up enough RPI spots to where you can now not finagle the numbers, but you can...
I was approaching the Wednesday game as if they were going to lose.
You can now make Nebraska the northern host, because there doesn't...
Outside of Indiana State.
There doesn't have to be one, but they would like these to be spread out a little more, so they will...
Yeah, it looks good.
Give Nebraska the benefit of the doubt.
And with their...
Don't blow it.
And with their RPI and what they've done so far, they like I said... If you lose that game on Wednesday night and you don't look good doing it, much like you have against Creighton every single game this year, then it changes the feeling. It changes the vibe. It hits your RPI a little bit. And so, yeah, I think If you, now, this is all dependent on whether they – I mean, they'll have to finish the Big Ten slate with probably 7 out of 9 wins. And, you know, that's not going to be the easiest thing in the world, 7 out of 9 wins and, you know, rip off a couple in the Big Ten tournament here in Omaha as well. Like, it's all contingent upon you performing well for the remainder of the time. But the position that they're in right now, if the postseason ended today, it's pretty close. I mean, it's really – or if the regular season ended today – it's pretty close. So am I backpedaling? I tend to view it as the situation has changed a little bit.
Okay.
That's all. That's all. But yeah, that 11.7 site had him as a host regional. I for one would love to see Nebraska Georgia square off the battle for Dylon.
We didn't think about that. We were so busy with Texas A&M living rent-free in our heads. We didn't think about Georgia.
Be triggered. He Kendall also yesterday on Sportsmanlike Conduct was maybe more bullish on Creighton than we are around here. Obviously, they have to do – they still have to get to that point. But basically –
as an at-large?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. But basically, he was – conveying the message that, hey, like, if, you know, there's a lot of stuff about Creighton that checks out pretty well right now. They just, you know, have stunk it up on the weekends. So if once again, contingent on what happens the last 3 weeks of the regular season, but if they do well enough and if they make the conference tournament, they'd be like a shoe-in. But it's all contingent on making the conference tournament, which I think from my point of view seems like a bit of a long shot. They'll have to win 2 out of 3 this weekend. And they'll have to win 2 out of 3 next weekend.
Win 3 out of 3.
Against UConn. Why not give yourself a little wiggle room in that category as well? You just so happen to play probably 2 out of the 3 best teams in the conference the next 2 weekends, which is not the worst conference in the world. In fact, it is rated as the 6th best conference in college baseball.
Interesting. St. John's, though, not ranked 13th in the country.
No.
Like Coastal Carolina, who you beat, swept.
Hey.
Last week.
Weekends are different from the midweeks, my friend.
They're actually not that different.
But everybody can attest to this, Josh. Now, Creighton is doing this thing now where they're kind of approaching it a little bit like the midweek on the weekend. So maybe that'll carry over. And maybe their emotional win on Tuesday night will carry over. Either way, you got to win 2 out of 3 this weekend against St. John's. Mm-hmm. Weather may be a factor yet again.
Oh, no.
They were originally slated to start at 5 today. They'll be starting at 2 already.
Got a real Purdue situation here.
Well... I don't know if it helps them to not play games
St.
anymore.
St. John's is running out the clock.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to want to play. Hey, look at all those people walking down the street. Warren's house is over there.
Is our friend out there to guide them?
That way. Actually, I think they're taking the little subway tunnel down there.
Oh, okay.
On 51st.
Did you show them our great-looking sign?
Probably. It's a great-looking sign coming from the west.
From the west it looks good? Okay.
From the west it looks very normal.
Okay.
From the east it does not look so normal. That's all. Brent in Minnesota says the following.
Hi, Brent.
These games obviously do matter to seeding and determining who is going to host or not, but there is so much baseball left to be played, and I don't think we can project where Nebraska will end up yet. A lot depends on how the conference season finishes and then the conference tournament as well. Too early still. For sure. But they're at the moment... A lot of boxes have been checked, and they are in position to be in position. That's all. Just thought I'd let you know about that one. It's a good thing, by the way. All right, we will come back. Brian Munson will join us on the other side. We'll talk some recruiting, catch you up on all the things that happened last weekend, and kind of a star-studded weekend for Nebraska football and what we're looking forward to heading into visit season. Coaches are out across the country today. Some of them are tweeting letters, things of that nature, TCTB. Letters. Yeah, just letters. They're just tweeting letters out. Maybe they mean something, maybe they don't. Munson will join next on the Connor Amper Show on 1620.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.